Hi, this is Dr. Sharon Wilsnack. If you're interested in learning more about drinking on our college campuses, please visit www.collegedrinkingprevention.gov. Or if you'd like to order our book, Gender and Alcohol, call the Rutgers Center of Alcohol Studies at 732-445-2190. And be sure to listen to the Wine and Dine radio show with Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Listener testimonials welcome. Email your comments about Wine and Dine Radio to be posted on a new testimonial page online at wineferry.com. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Wine and Dine Radio is a production of Wine Ferry Incorporated on the web at wineferry.com.
I am Margaret Beaver Mondavi, and I toast you and say, difference between a good meal and a feast is a good glass of wine.
We're going to continue our conversation with the Madeira Vintners Association and the Madeira Wine Trail with Casey Palmerine, who is the executive director. Really, really good stuff. This designated drivers, Madeira Wine Trail VIPs. The program is rewarding wine trail guests for making safe and responsible choices. Tasting room staff offers VIP kits and thanks for the first winery visited. And each subsequent winery offers a free non-alcoholic drink and thanks to the designated drivers. And the designated drivers are identified by a VIP kit that they have. And they're their keychain, whistles, thank you letter. It'd be really cool to be a part of. I would imagine, Casey, with this upcoming, I know you just had a big wine event in February, but in the next Madeira Wine Trail wine event that's scheduled is in May, right?
That's right. We have three wine trail weekends every year, our big celebration weekends. The first was February, which is Wine and Chocolate Weekend. May is Spring Wine Trail Adventure, and that's when all of our wineries do barrel tasting and pre-bottle samples. The last is in November.
Okay. So now, is this are there events at the various wineries that are kind of like pre-booked or pre-sold? So, in other words, are there tastings, barrel tastings, or something that are that's going on that people would maybe want to purchase a ticket or make a reservation to? I mean, here we are in March, and May's going to be by real quick.
That's absolutely right. Our May event is actually open door policy, so if you're coming to visit us in Madeira, California, you'd certainly want to make your travel reservation. But with the exception of Westbrook Wine Farm, which is one of our wineries that's by appointment only during Wine Trail Weekend, all of the other participating wineries have an open door policy. So you just download our map from MadeiraVintners.com or pick one up or go online and register, subscribe to our newsletter, and we'll send you a wine trail map. And you just select which winery you want to start at and purchase your passport glass there. There's no pre-sale tickets or reservations necessary.
Okay. Is the Madeira Wine Trail within the confines of an American viticultural appellation?
Yes. Madeira County itself is a AVA.
Okay.
So, yes, we are the only grower and vintners group that represents Madeira specifically. We're also coordinated with Central California Wine Growers, which represents the entire San Joaquin Valley of California.
Okay. Now, are you actually located in the town of Madeira?
I'm always in Madeira, all the time, yes. So our wineries are spread throughout Madeira County. We actually range from about 300 feet in elevation to 1,800 feet. We have one of our wineries up in the foothills. So it's all throughout Madera County. We're the gateway to Yosemite Park, Yosemite National Park.
That's so, what Tony was saying. So, and so what is the drive from the 300 feet out, you know, from one end of the county to the next, from the the two wineries that are the farthest apart, how much of a drive is that?
About 40 or 45 minutes.
Okay, so, that's not bad.
Yeah, sometimes I can do it in 35 if I have to. But yeah, someone who was driving at a normal pace, it would take them about 45 minutes to get from Mariposa Wine Company to Westbrook Wine Farm.
Okay. And in as Tony said, the Madera Wine Trail is known more for, it's a warmer climate, known more for ports and dessert wines?
Yeah, we have two producers, Quadi Winery and Ficklin Vineyards, which make up a big part of California's dessert wine and port wine history. And if you go to many of the restaurants in California, white tablecloth or otherwise, you'll find wines either from Quadi or from Ficklin on the dessert wine menu.
Yes.
So we really are steeped in that heritage, but we're finding more and more varietals that like our climate here, particularly Primitivo style vins, Tempranillo, some of those more Italian varietals seem to like it here, and and many of our wineries are leaning that way.
The wine, I would think that Quadi is probably the largest a winery of the whole group in the association.
Quadi or Mariposa Wine Company. Quadi and is probably the largest, closely followed by Mariposa Wine Company, which actually has four labels in its portfolio. So a lot of times people don't recognize the name Mariposa Wine Company, but you might recognize Yosemite View or Carmichael, which are two of their labels.
Okay. And then some of the wineries, the vintners, are real small, and so they're probably not on the national distribution stage, but people can order from their websites?
Absolutely. A handful of our wineries are 2,000 case or less producers, so which is exciting, actually, when people come visit the Madera Wine Trail, because those wineries, all of our wineries, frankly, are still small enough where you can speak to the winemakers themselves. The staff at each of the facilities is still fully involved in crafting these wines. So everyone is really knowledgeable and has a full understanding of what the winery is doing.
I'm curious, Casey, you said that you've worked at several of the wineries within the Madera Vintners Association. But this designated drivers for the Madera Wine Trail, why was this something that you were so interested in developing and taking it a step beyond what Tony started it as?
Well, I think it made good sense not only to reward people for making responsible choices, but to make people feel included in the wine tasting experience. I myself have been a designated driver more than one time, and, you know, it's not a lot of fun hanging on the sidelines if you're not really participating in what's going on.
Yes.
So it made good sense to me when Tony had this idea to really make the driver feel like they were part of the experience, that they're valued, and to help them understand that they're really a critical part of the success of a place like the Madera Wine Trail, where you've got 45 minutes between one end of the wine trail and the other.
Yep, yep. And I understand that the Highway Patrol and the local police, they've all been really supportive. I would imagine they've just been, I'm curious, have other wine associations around the state taking notice of what you're doing there at Madera and say, oh, maybe we want to try this?
Absolutely. First, I'll speak to the law enforcement. When I called the California Highway Patrol and said, this is what we want to do, they said, you want to do what? You can have whatever support you want. And Madera County Sheriff, Fresno County Sheriff's, and Madera Police Department followed suit. In fact, Madera Police Department has loaned us their volunteer league to hand out our designated driver kits during our wine trail weekends, because we, you know, it was something we created without additional staff.
Yes.
So they actually provide the volunteers to hand out the kits. We've heard from several different vintners groups and wine growing groups excited about what we're doing, and particularly the Wine Institute has also taken notice and
yes.
is trying to partner with us as they draft their tasting policies.
Yes, I just got off the phone with Gladys Hariuchi, and I said this is what I was going to talk about next, and she was all excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just think it's phenomenal, and I'm surprised that nobody came up with this. Nobody stepped up to the plate and did this, you know, 20 years ago.
Well, I think to some extent it's a little bit frightening. It's what all
yes.
of the wineries hope will never happen. You hope you never have a situation where you wish someone had used designated driver, and I think to some extent it may have been a little bit taboo. So
yes.
we just said we want to do the sensible thing, the responsible thing, and like I say, really make those drivers feel like they're incorporated.
Well, I my hat's off to you. I just think it's such a phenomenal program. Casey Pomerine, thank you so very much for joining us today from the Madera Vintners Association.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And, of course, I will have a permanent link up there to the Madera Vintners and the Madera Wine Trail. And I'd like to hear your comments as well, especially if you're a participant. Enjoy your glass of wine, but don't get in the car and drive afterwards. Cheers.
This is Andy Quaddy and Laurel Quaddy. We would like to invite you to visit our website, quaddywinery.com, where there is an essay that we prepared on the use of dessert wines according to the time of day and the place and how these wines are used all around the world. It's volume 22, number 1 of the Dessert Wine Digest. And don't forget to keep listening to Lynn Chamberlain on Wine and Dine Radio.
I'm Dr. Barry C. Smith. I'm the editor and contributor to Questions of Taste, The Philosophy of Wine, a new volume of essays edited by Oxford University Press. If you're a drinker and you pay attention to wine with a certain pleasure and fascination, this book will challenge you, incite you, maybe irritate you, but I'm keen to know what you think. Wine is definitely something too important for us not to reflect on it.